Kof Gimel Adoration, Thursday the 28th of February, Rabbi Yaakov Yaffa, Geirus.
Today we'll talk about Shaila. Ma'aseh Shehoyah in Yerushalayim, Kof Gimel Odo, which was today, in Tofrei Shches, 171 years ago. It was a ma'aseh, it was a geir, who was mol v'loy toval. He did mila, and he hadn't yet been, had refuah from his mila, so he couldn't yet do tvila. And it came Shabbos, and they came to tell the Rav of Yerushalayim, then was of Shmuel Salant. He wasn't then in Yerushalayim, he was in Varsha. And they came to his Memalei Mokum was of Osher Lemel. Of Osher Lemel, they came to him to tell him that this Ger is Muridik Machbid Ad Kidei Kach, that they saw on Shabbos, he was a Choylish Eibri Sakona, and it's Mutter for going to do a Melocha for Choylish Eibri Sakona. And they saw he was Machbid, not even to ask a Goy to do, help him to do a Melocha. When the Osher Lemel heard that, he said, not only it's not good that he never asked the goy to do melacha, he himself is mechuyev to do melacha, since he's mol v'loy toval, he's not yet a geir, so he's got a locha v'goy, v'goy sheshovas chayev misa. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is from the pasuk yom v'layla lo yishpoisu. There's a locha v'goy sheshovas chayev misa. So this geir, who's not yet a full geir, he's only done mila, not tvila, he sent him a message. He should straight away be mechalal Shabbos. It was Shabbos Mincha that in the afternoon, after Shabbos Mincha. He sent him straight away a message before Nacht, before night. He should go straight away and do Malacha. So he went. They went to tell the Geir to do Malacha. He went and wrote a few Oisias to be over Koisim, to be over Malacha. After Shabbos, the other Rabbonim Yerushalayim heard of this Pesach that he told him to be mechalal Shabbos. And he says, he writes over there in his tshuva, Tzovchu olai, chachmi svad, v'chachmi ashkenaz. They came and had big tainas on him. How can you do such a thing? To tell a girl, shemol v'loi toval, he has to be mechal Shabbos, dovosh lo yishmanua me'oilom. We never heard of such a psak, that a girl who is mol v'loi toval, has to be mechal Shabbos. We hold that you need mila tefila. The Gemara says, "Mol chachomin das what we paskin. Mol v'loy toval, toval v'loy mal. Ein lege ad sheimu v'yitfur. You need also mila and also tefila." Even though a isha is enough with tefila alone, a isha becomes a geyus with tefila alone, but then. Ain't done in Efsha which Efsha since a man tries to do Mila and Tvila. So we learn you need Mila and Tvila. So the Shaila is, if Take is only a geir with Mila or Tvila, so the Chura should be, he's right. Calls man, he hasn't done Mila or Tvila, he's not a geir. So he's a goy. If you're not a geir, you're a goy. If you're a goy, why is there no aloch of goy shavas chayv misa? So he sent this Shaila to Shmuel Salan, to Varsha where he was. And he sent it to the Vinyat Tzir and the Orch HaNer, and they both wrote him back that they argue on his psak, and they hold, not only he can keep Shabbos, but he has to keep Shabbos. Rav Osher Lemel held he has to be Mechal Shabbos, and they said not only he can keep Shabbos, no, he must keep Shabbos. The Shaila, the main point of the Shaila which they talk about, is the Shaila, what is the din of Mila Begeirus? His pshat is, Mila is one of the parts which makes Geirus. Mila is one of the Maisim which Shaf Geirus, which makes Geirus is Mila. Or, Mila is not one of the things which make the Geirus. Mila is needed in order, he shouldn't be an Orel, he shouldn't have Arelus of a Goy, and therefore he'll be able to be Mukhshar, he'll be able to become a Geir. But not that the Mila is the part which makes him a geir. The Mila just makes him, he hasn't got an orla, now he can become a geir with Kabbalah's mitzvahs, with Tvila. But not that the Mila is part of the Maisa of Geirus. Or no, the Mila makes the Geus. If Pshat is Mila makes the Geus, then it could be, once he's done Mila, he's ready half a Yid, he's ready partly a Yid, it could be he's ready Mechuyim in certain mitzvahs. If the Mila is only a Hechsher, then he should be Roid, Kidei, he should be able to become a Yid. So the Chul is no Shaila, he's definitely not even a part of a Yid. Just he's done a Hechsher, he's taken away his oil and he's Roid now to become a Ger, to do Geus. There's no reason that he should be Mechuyim to become a Shabbos. He's Mamash a proper Goy. There's no reason he should be able to be, he should have to keep Shabbos. So on this Shaila, if Mila is part of the Geirus, or Mila is only a Hechsher to take away the Orla and be able to become a Geir, there's a lot of Gemaras, living a lot of Gemaras. We'll talk about two things, two Nekudas, where in Chura we see this Shaila in the Rishonim. The Gemara says, where do we know that a Geir needs Mila or Tvila? So the Gemara says in the Yevamos Daf Mevov, that we learn it from the Oves and the Emois by Matan Torah. The Gemara says, Motzinu by Vaisenu Shemolu, Bimei Moshe, Kshiyotzon, Rashi said, Bimei Moshe, Kshiyotzon mi Mitzrayim, Vyotzon michlal bnei Noach, Lekabel HaTorah, Lekabel bnei Hashchina. Klal Yisrael did Mila, like we all know, Mitzrayim, before the Yitzias Mitzrayim, they did Mila. And that Mila was a Mila of Geirus, together with the Tvila they did before Matan Torah. The Gemara said they did Tvila before Matan Torah. Since Moshe Rabbeinu did Azor, Vein Azor Bloi Tvila, they brought Korbonus, Betachtis Har Sinai, end of Parashas Mishpatim, and then, from the dam of the Korb, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mazeh, did Azor on the whole of Klal Yisrael. Vein Azor Bloi Tvila, it must be, they did Tvila. And the Noshim, did Tvila, we know it. Gemara says, Deim Kein, B'man Nichnesu, Tachas Kamfi Hashchina. If they never did Tvila, how did they become a Geir? It must be they did something. If they did something, it must be they did Tvila. So we learn, Mila and Tvila, we learn from Klal Yisrael, B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rishonim ask Shaila, if we're learning from Yitzias Mitzrayim, you need Mila or Tvila, Shevet Levi, which we all know, Shevet Levi did Mila in Mitzrayim. So they never did Mila L'Shem Geirus on the way out of Mitzrayim. The whole of Klal Yisrael did Mila, B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, so Rashi says, V'yotzu michlal b'nei noyach lekabel ha-toyre v'likoneis tachas kamfei ha-shchina. When Klal Yisrael did Mila v'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, they never did mitzvahs Mila. They did it l'shem geyus likoneis tachas kamfei ha-shchina. They did it to go out of Mitzrayim, to become Abdi Hashem, to come to Kabbalah, to Matan Torah, for Kabbalah Zatoyah. It's a proper Mila of geyus. But Shevet Levi, they only did in Mitzrayim the mitzvah of, which Hakshmor gave Avraham Avinu, they have to do Mila. They never did the Mila l'shem geyus. So how was Shevet Levi, where was their Mila of Geirus? So Tosfos in Krisus Daf Tes says, when Shevet Levi did Mila in Mitzrayim, even though they did it the Kain Mitzvah Avraham Avinu, they did it the Bodil Mishara Umois. Their Kavona was to be separate themselves from the Goyim Alidei Mila. And that's called the Mila of Geirus, because Be'etzim, the Mila of Geirus is Libodil Me'agoyim, to become a Yid. When they did the Mila of Mitzrayim, they also had a Kavona, Libodil Me'agoyim, to become a Yid. The Ramban, he and Yevomas asked the Kasha, what's going to be the Shevet Levi? So he says two Terutzim. Either Shevet Levi did Atovas Dambris, even though they did Mila Mitzrayim, that Mila Mitzrayim was not good enough for Geirus, it was only Mila L'Shem Mila. They still have to do Mila again to be that do Atovas Dambris. Imtoim Hashevet Levi Heyach Nichnesu Taras Kamfei Hashchina Elo Itifu Mehem Dambris. Rabban says that Mila which they did in Mitzrayim was not good enough. They needed to do a special Atovas Dambris on the Levi Tzias Mitzrayim. Velinye Rabban says Dimidin Mila Einon Chayovim Lahatif. The whole Molu. There's no need for the Levim to go at Tovas Dambris because they did Mila. Hilkoch b'nei Levi nichnesu b'tvile ima Mila shelohem. Ramban says there's no need for Shevet Levi to do at Tovas Dambris l'shem Geirus. It's enough the Mitzvahs Mila, which they did in Mitzrayim for Mitzvahs Mila, is enough for Geirus also. You don't need a Mila, the Shem Geirus. It's enough if you do Mila, the Shem Mitzvahs Mila, that is enough for Geirus also. Ramban says the same thing later in Mem Zayin Amud Beis, as Alocha, an Eved, even though he does Mila or Tefila when he becomes an Eved, he's Mechuyev Mitzvahs like a Isho, when he's Mishtacher, the Gemara says, he needs another Tefila. Ramban says, why does he not need another Mila? What of his Dambris? Why is it only enough for Tefila? If now he's becoming from an Eved to a Yid, and when Mechayev Menu Tefila, and the Ramban learns, this Tefila is a dry Siddiqadin. There's somebody showing you it's a drabono, but the Ramban learns the tefillah of an Eved who's Mishtach is a deraisa. He's not yet a Yid when he's an Eved. He has to become now a mashlim is Geirus and become a proper Yid with tefillah. So the Ramban says, why does he not need Mila? So the Ramban says, since he's done Mila, Leshem Mitzvah's Mila, to become an Eved, it's called a Maisa Mila. It's not a Maisa Chatichas Bosobalm. If it would just be Stam, he cut the Orla, that wouldn't be enough. But since he had a chiyuv of Mila, and it's got a Shem Mila, it's called a Maisa Mila when he became an Eved, we don't need now a new Din Mila. So you see over here, the Rishonim argue, what is this Din that we need Mila L'Shem Geirus? Do we need a Mila specially for Geirus? And if you did a Mila for Mitzvahs Mila, it's not enough. Or is Mitzvahs Mila, a Mila L'Shem Mitzvahs Mila enough? And you can do afterwards the Geirus. What's it tolly on? It's tolly on this trailer. If Shat is Mitzvah's Mila is part of the Geirus, so of course you need to do Mila, the Shem Geirus. Just like every Kenyan, you have to have Kavona, B'shas, the Maisa Kenyan, for the Kenyan. You can't just do a Maisa Kenyan and the Kenyan will work afterwards. You haven't got Kavona. Every Chalois needs Kavona to the Maisa. You can't do Chalois, won't be Chal. You haven't got Kavona, B'shas, the Maisa. So if the Mila, it's part of the Maisa which shafts the Geirus, which makes the Geirus. You definitely have to have Kavona, B'shas, the Mila, that you're doing it the Shem Geirus. It's not enough you're doing it the Shem Mitzvah's Mila. You have to do it the Shem Geirus. And never shave it, Levi. Ramban's first heretz, on Toysvus, shave it, Levi. It's not enough if there would have been Mekai Mitzvah's Mila in Mitzrayim, just the Shem Mitzvah's Mila. So the Maisa is a Maisa Mila, but it's not only Maisa Geirus. We need now Maisa. The Shem Geirus, because the Mila is part of the Maisa which makes the Geirus. But if Mila is not part of the Maisa which makes the Geirus, Mila is only a Chetimtza. It shouldn't be an oral, and therefore you can make him a Geir. It's enough this Mila had a Shem Maisa Mila in order that now you can make him a Geir with Kabbalah's Mitzvahs and Tvila. Another mock in which we find this Shaila is the Gemara says the Seder, how a Geir becomes a Geir, you first do Mila and afterwards Tvila. We tell him Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, Kalas V'chamuris. If he's Mekabal the Mitzvahs, the Gemara says Kibel Malin Oysoi Miyad. Straight away, as soon as he's Mekabal the Mitzvahs, straight away we do Mila. So the Gemara asks, why straight away? Why are we rushing in to do Mila straight away? So the Gemara says, Shuye mitzvah loy mashino. Since there's a mitzvah to be Megaya Geirim who wants to become a Geir, Shuye mitzvah loy mashino. So the Rishonim asks, if there's such an Indian of Shuye mitzvah loy mashino, the Chur, we should do it the other way around. We should first do Tvila, and afterwards do Mila. Since after, when you do Mila first, so you need time to be Nisrapa, maybe Losoi, in order to do Tvila. The Gemara says, Nisrapa, you must be in Oisoi. You need to give him a chance to be Nisrapa. But if you would do Tvila first, you could do Tvila and straight away Mila, Shri Levitz, Le Mashina, we gain a few days in this mitzvah of doing a Geir. Just like we're very makbi to Malin Oisoi Miyad, the Gemara is Madgish, you have to do it straight away. So the Chur should do it the other way around. So there's two Tzrutzim in the Ukraine. The Ritva and the Rashbos say, you can't do Tvila before Mila. And even if you do Tvila before Mila, you'll have to do Tvila again after the Mila. The Tvila is nothing. The Ritva says in Loshen, Kiru Tovil Vesheret Biyodoi. Kol Zman is the oil, and you do Tvila, so that Tvila is nothing. Kiru Tovil Vesheret Biyodoi. Just like somebody who's Tomei Sheret. He touched the Sheret, he's Tomei. And he does Tvila when he's still touching the Sheret. It's not going to help him. Because he's Tovil Vesheret, he's Nishke Tvila. It's not Sheret, he's Tovil and he becomes Tomei again. He hasn't Bichlal be Tovil from his Tomei. The whole way through, he's Tomei. That's not a Tvila. The same thing, somebody who's Tovil, when he's oral, so he's Tovil, Vesheret Biyodoi. So therefore that tvila will not be a tvila's geus bichlal. You'll have to do mila and do tvila again. And Tzitzis Chad Mikamoy over here on the Gemara says, it was a Maisa Shehoyo, and the Mechayiv in Tvila again. The Chay Nas in Maisa Belunil Mipi Abba Moi V'Chadayov, she Tzichu Tvila L'Acha Mila. It was a Maisa that did Tvila before the Mila, and he says, no good. That's the Shitzis Arashbo, Baritbo, that you can't do, even if you do Tvila before Mila, it's Ma'akev, it's no good. The Ramban says, you can do Tvila before Mila also. Just like, there's no nafka mila really, which way around you do it. Mila before tvila or tvila before mila? So why did the Gemara say you do mila before tvila? So Ramban says, it's poshet, because if we do tvila first, we're frightened, he'll be choyza, machmas tzar of mila. Since he's thinking the whole time you're going to do mila and he's frightened of the tzar of mila, so he might be choyza. But if you do mila first, and he's already passed the tzar of mila, so then he'll do tefillah. What does he care? Wait a few days, do tefillah. Tefillah is nishkin tzah. Mimele, it's a better eitzah. If we want him to become takayid, we should first do mila, and then he's past the tzah to gufa. He won't have chalotah anymore, and then he can do tefillah. But if you take do tefillah before mila, Ramban says it'll be okay. And Ramban brings a raya. The Gemara says, "Mubeis shin isgayo, but no ain tzorch tefillah." So Gemara in Perek Oil, a Mubayas, who becomes a Giyayas, but no ain't Tzorch Tvila. And the Gemara says, since the Tvila of the mother is enough for the Tvila of the son. So Ramban asks, when is he going to do Mila this Geir? He ain't Tzorch Tvila, but he's a Geir. When is he going to do Mila? So Ramban learns the Mila which he does after he's born is a Mila of Geirs. It's not a Mila of a Yiddish child. He doesn't need Mila, no. The Tvila was he was Yoitza b'mei imoy, and the Mila, which he does after he's born, will be a Mila of Geirus. And therefore he won't need to do it b'yei mashmini. He'll be able to do it b'yei marishn. It's not a Mila of a Yiddish child. It's a Mila to be mashlim is Geirus. So Rabban Mizrahi, you see in the Gemara, if you verse, no, ain't son of Tvila, so you can see that you can do Tvila before Mila.
As don't just say the child is a
yidur
or even
born. So it depends. If Uba Yerach Imoy, Uba Lav Yerach Imoy, then he needs his own geirus. If he's Yerach Imoy, so it's toppled to the mother.
Yeah,
the Rishon explained the Gemara is going Uba Lav Yerach Imoy, and therefore, for not in talk tefila, he has his own tefila. If he's Yerach Imoy, so he's part of the mother. He doesn't need his own tefila, so he's not. It's called part of the Gemara is over there. He's yoitz with the tefillah of his mother. That means the tefillah of the mother is Hainu Revise. That's how he's born. His metzias is not a chatzitza, Hainu Revise. And then he's got tefillah with the mother's tefillah. And therefore he's his own ger. Now Ban says, when does he have the mila? He has the mila after the later. So you see, you can do tefillah and afterwards mila. The Rishonim say, no. Since this ger, this Uber is a gay, he can't have Mila, so he's like an Isho. If he's like an Isho, so he becomes a gay with Tvila itself. And therefore, you'll do the Mila afterwards like a normal Yid. Just like every Yiddish child needs Mila, this child is a gay on his own with Tvila. Why? Like an Isho. Just like an Isho, we say, since she can't have Mila, she becomes a gayus with Tvila alone, this Uber will become a gay with Tvila alone. And the Mila afterwards is the Mila of a Yid. If every Yiddish child needs Mila, this child will also need Mila.
So on the first shitter, first of all, why is that not Tovel B'Sheretz B'Yodai?
Oh, why is it not Tovel B'Sheretz B'Yodai?
Yeah.
So you see over here, that's what I'm trying to explain.
That's one point, and the other point is that then you should do the Mila on the first day already. You shouldn't have to wait 8 days for his Mila, because his Mila is not...
By Mubarak should disguise it.
Yeah.
You won't. According to the Ramban, you'll take do Mila on the first day.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as you can, we'll do Mila straight away, since... It's a Mila of Geirus, not a Mila of Yid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is the machlokes over here? If you can do Tvila before Mila, or you have to do Mila first? So the Chur, it's totally on this Shaila. The Zeche Yitzchok in Sima Gimel, he says, it's totally on this Shaila. If Pshat is, Mila is part of the Geirus, and Tvila is part of the Geirus, so there's no really difference which one you do first. You can do Mila first, you can do Tvila first. We need two things to make the Geirus. You need Mila and you need Tvila. Both of them are Maisim, which they make the Geirus a Geirus. But if Mila is only a Machshir, to make sure he's not an oral before we start doing the geirus. I mean, we can't start doing geirus to somebody who's an oral, somebody who's sheretz biyada. You can't do geirus, kabbalas mitzvahs and tefillah to somebody who's an oral and he's not roi bechlal for geirus. So it's not going to help to do tefillah and afterwards mila, since he's not roi bechlal to be a geir, because he's still an oral, and the whole din of mila for geirus is not to take away. It's not part of the geirus is to make him eat through mila. No, we need to do mila in order he should be roi, we should be able to do geirus to him. It's a machshit to geirus. If so, of course you've got to do the mila before tefillah. That's what the Ritva says. It's tov b'sheretz biyada. They can't do tefillah. You can't start doing geirus if kol zman is oral. But if pshat is that mila and tefillah are both ma'isim which make him a geir, so Ramban holds, it makes no difference which one you do first. You can do tefillah first, you can do mila first, since you need two things to make him a geir. So Zeich Yitzchok finishes off and says, Lefi Zeh, he wants to be mechadish and chidish la'alocha. He wants to be mechadish that if a geir is nisgaya, shumol, so la'alocha is needs a tofas dambris. He says, over here, since he's not an oral, so he's roy to be a geir with tefillah, over here, Lekula Alma will be able to do tefillah before mila. Because the whole reason why you need mila before tefillah is he shouldn't be an oil, he should be able to get geirus. Over here, this goyish noilad, shunoilad mol, his geirish nisgayak shu mol, he's already mol, so he has no oil anymore. Even though you need that tovas dambis as the maise geirus, but you don't need the mila to take away his oil. He's got no oil, he's nisgayak shu mol. Over here, the Zeich Yitzchok says the kula alma, you'll be able to do tefillah and afterwards mila. Because over here, the tefillah is not to be shared to be older, he's mol. That's the chiddush of the Zeich Yitzchok. So we see here two shailas, which are totally in this shaila, is mila part of the maisa geirus? And therefore, you have to do mila, you can do mila even after tefillah. And also, you'll need mila, l'shem kavonas geirus. It won't be enough without it. On this shaila, we said it's totally this shaila which was in Yerushalayim today, 171 years ago. Chof Gimel Odo. Very interesting. All bring it down, Chof Gimel Odo. This shaila. The shaila is totally on this shaila. If Pshat is Mila is a Meiser which makes him a Geir, so once he's done Mila, he's already a Mixas. He's Mixas Yid. Once he's Mixas Yid, he has to keep Shabbos also. Just like they say in Moro, Klali Solomon Stava on Shabbos, even before Matan Torah, since they were part of the Yid, they already had Shabbos. So Shmuel Antainers, since Aidei Mila, he's a Mixas Yisrael, therefore he needs to keep Shabbos. It's not only he can keep Shabbos, he has to keep Shabbos. Oba, the other poskim which hold, that Mol V'loy Tobal is a Goy, and he's Mechuyiv to Mechalel Shabbos, they hold that Mila does not make him part of a Yid. Mila is only a Yachshah he should be able to be Roy to be a Geir. And therefore, Kol Zman, he hasn't started the Geirs yet. That he's done Mila means nothing. He's Mamash a Goy. Because he's a Shabbos Chayiv Misi, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos.